The 2017 NFL Draft. I am still recovering because 253 rookies were welcomed to the NFL, eight of which were welcomed to the blue and white. Starting with safety Malik Hooker in round one, followed by five more defenders and two offensive players who now get the chance to make an immediate impact on the Colts roster.
I can look at every one of these guys and tell you there's a unique trait. So Grover's a big man with strength, good initial quickness, and he can run. So he's got a unique trait. Nate Harrison, good athlete, good speed, good toughness. Anthony Walker, burst, speed. Zach Banner, he's a giant of a man. All of them have so unique. And now we turn it over to our coaches and let them bring their talent to light.
The coaches will get their chance to bring that talent to light starting May 12th with rookie minicamp. Chris Ballard said in his press conference that they are looking to bring in 60 to 65 players for that weekend. What? If you do the math on that, that is the eight drafted rookies, 17 or so undrafted free agent signings, and that still leaves room for 40 players to be brought in for the Colts rookie minicamp on a tryout basis. Chris Ballard said it right from the beginning, and it still rings true. He will always be looking for competition.
The undrafted guys are, in my mind, no different than a draft pick. I mean, they're going to get the same opportunity. And if they win the job, then we'll move on from the other guy. But, I mean, you can't preach competition and not live it. I mean, last year in Kansas City, if you've done your research, I mean, we cut our third-round pick for a six-round corner that we drafted. So you can't be scared to, you can't preach competition and not live it, because I promise the locker room knows. They know who deserves to make it and who doesn't deserve to make it.
You never know who is going to rise from the competition and steal the spotlight. But for the Colts rookies coming in, they have someone to look up to. I'm not particularly talking about the rookies who have gone before them or free agents that have found success. I'm talking about an orangutan. Who wrote this? I'm just kidding. I did, because if you were watching the NFL draft at all on Saturday, you know that Rocky and AZ from the Indianapolis Zoo absolutely stole the show and capitalized on their opportunity. All of social media and commentators were talking about them, and NFL Network draft insider Mike Mayock couldn't quite get over them.
Everybody enjoyed the orangutan so much.
No, Rich, I know you want we do want to get to that. I think we all need to get to
right, but we need to go back to the zoo, Mike. You have no idea how much fun social media is having with this right now.
Rather than talking about that chimp, let's get back to some football here.
So if any of you rookies are watching this, make like an orangutan and seize your opportunity. For the Colts, I'm Caroline Cann.